Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for today's program. I have a special friend and a special guest with us, Graham Cook. He's a prophet. He's a wonderful man of God and probably best described as a friend of God. Today's program, the subject that we're going to be covering is on prophetic wisdom, which is the title of a brand new book that has been written by Graham. And Graham, it's wonderful to have you with us once again. And this is a dear subject. And I love the book. I love the cover of that eagle on there. And,
yeah.
You know, it's beautiful. But this book has a story on the way that it was given to her, on the way that you were stirred to write it. It's awesome. It's definitely supernatural in its conception. And so why don't you share with the audience the story on that?
I always say that prophetic wisdom is the best book I never wrote. And the origins of the story begin in 2007, in just one of my devotional times. I heard the Father say, "So Graham, what would it take for you to believe that I'm unceasingly magnificent towards you?" And I kind of thought for a millisecond and then said the most stupid thing I could think of, well, that I could have said. I just said, well, a new brain. And the Lord just said, okay, interesting. And then we went on to talk about something else. And in 2009, in November, I was getting ready to go to Australia on tour and felt unwell the weekend before I'm flying out. Long story short, I contract a brain virus, which literally short-circuits everything in my body. Takes away my speech, takes away my ability to think. And so I have this whole battery of tests for months. And it's a virus that's lodged in my brain. And I am incapable of thinking. And, you know, I'm an introvert. I think for a living. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what I do. I think way more than I speak. And so it was really extremely painful in the sense that I could hardly hold a conversation. I could hardly string two or three sentences together. And I remember spending the next 4 to 5 months laying on the ground, on the carpet in my meditation room, just rejoicing and thanking God and worshiping, because there was nothing else to be done. I couldn't think of anything else to do, literally. And so about 6 or 7 months after this episode, I hear the Lord say to me one morning, "Tomorrow I want you to start writing." Now, I had started to write this book. I was about a third of the way through this book. So the next day, I'm full of trepidation because I can't think. I'm thinking, how on earth am I going to take all my notes and put them in a coherent form and so on? And so I wake at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get the manuscript I've been working on. I'm starting to read it through. And the Lord said, "So what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm just refreshing myself with where I am." And the Lord said, "Well, how about we don't write that book? How about we write a better one?" And I'm thinking, okay, better is good. And so then he said to me, "What I want you to do is I want you to take that manuscript and shred it." Actually, what he really said was, "I want you to throw it away." So straight away, I threw it into the bin at the foot of my desk. And the Lord laughed and said, "You so haven't thrown that away. You're going to pick it out over the next few weeks. I know you." So I shredded the manuscript.
Wow.
Then he said, "Now I want you to shred all the notes and all the research." And so I'm doing it out of sheer obedience, and I'm crying. I'm thinking, Lord, it's like 2 years of work gone into this. So that was it.
And it's not only like when, you know, like if our viewers don't understand, when you write a book, it's not only just the research and all the study that goes into it.
Yeah.
It is your heart goes into it. It's like shredding your heart.
It is. And so I'm crying. And so that was my first day back at work.
Oh, my gosh.
Shredded. And I felt shredded, you know. And then the next day, the Lord said, "Okay, take a piece of paper, write this." And so I wrote the opening sentence. And all I can tell you is for the next 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 8 hours a day, I just heard, "Write this." and I wrote that. I wrote the next sentence, and I heard the next one, and I wrote that. So that at the end of each day, I would sit and read what I had written, and I would cry because I'm thinking, I could never write a book like this. There were things in that book that I have never heard, that I have never studied, that I've never heard anyone speak. Mm-hmm. And so...
I think everybody should get it, right?
Because it's the best book I never wrote.
It's the best book you never wrote. I had a similar situation years ago when I was having my month of prayer that I took at the end of the year. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit met me on the very first morning and dictated, that's what I call it, it's the best way to explain mm-hmm. it, but dictated to me what is now the Glory School.
Yeah.
Lesson by lesson, line on line, and showed me mm-hmm. through this journey he took me on yeah. how to teach believers and how myself to access that glory realm yeah. by faith.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, God, this is amazing. And it yeah. was the same feeling. I thought, Lord, yeah. this is like, I feel like I've said, like, this is not mine, it's yeah. yours, you know? It's yeah. awesome.
And then the fascinating thing is, when you start writing it, it becomes part of you
yes.
as you're writing it.
Yes, exactly.
And something is changing on the inside of you, even as you're yeah. writing. And you know that every day I am different in some indefinable way. Something's changing in me. So I had this like 2 to 3 wow. months period where I'm writing something that God is dictating, and I'm becoming it as I speak.
Wow.
And it was the most extraordinary time.
And if the Lord did that for you by writing it, he'll do it for us by reading it.
I think so.
Prophetic wisdom.
I mean, it's interesting.
It's awesome.
I was saying to people, go on our website, brilliantbookhouse.com, and click on the reviews of the book and read what people are writing. People are having encounters with God and experiences with God just by reading the book.
Wow.
I mean, it's extraordinary.
And if you're watching, which you are, of course, you can go online. We've got the number up on the screen right now, the toll-free number, and the website. Just go online and order right now. I just feel like this is a timely book. It's like there's certain moments in mankind's yeah. history where yeah. God opens up the heavens and throws something
yeah.
in
yeah.
for that time. Yeah. And I really can yeah. feel and sense that God yeah. is going to use this book in a powerful way.
Yeah. The fascinating thing about it, it's not just about prophecy. It's about relationship with God.
Right.
It's about leadership. It's about the Holy Spirit. I sometimes feel like it's 4 books in one.
Your subheading is Knowing God's Intention, How Prophecy Develops, and Overcoming Any Negatives. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real school in terms of life in the Spirit prophetically.
And yeah. just knowing you and being acquainted with you is like you're like everything's so deep. Like I can read one line of your book and then it's like volumes
yeah.
get injected.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like God has so woven revelation into your spirit
yeah.
because you spend a lot of time
lot
waiting
of
on
time.
The Lord. And
yeah.
I am so thankful for your, well, it's like I'll say sacrifice, but we know that when when we give something to God, it's not really a sacrifice.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to be anywhere else or do anything else
exactly.
at that
it's
point.
Not remotely
it's just
a sacrifice,
sheer
really.
Joy, but it's called
yeah.
sacrifice.
Yeah.
But thank you
yeah.
for loving God so much because we get
wow.
the benefit and the impartation of that.
I'm grateful for him loving me, honestly.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question about, I mean, you've brought some very strategic words over cities, over churches, over individuals,
mm-hmm.
over just the body of Christ in general when there's been shifts and season shifts or when
mm-hmm.
God's offering something he wants the body to have in it. How did you get acquainted with prophetic ministry?
I always say it happened by accident. Of course, there's no such thing as accidents in the Spirit, really. It started for me when a friend of mine, 37 years ago, a friend of mine was going through some terrible difficulties and really not being obedient and being rebellious. And so the circumstances were escalating
mm-hmm.
and in terms of difficulty. And I remember walking up to him in a meeting, feeling so burdened for him, and even saying to the Lord, because he was such a friend, I said to the Lord, you know, if you could give me some of his problems so I could share them, so I could halve the burden on him. And so I felt so burdened, and I remember just walking across the meeting and standing by his chair and just saying to him, Steve, it's not always going to be like this. And then just began speaking to him about what I was feeling, what God wanted to be for him, and so on and so forth. And then I prayed for him, and I went back and sat down. And a week later, 2 weeks later, he came to me and said, man, that prophecy was so amazing. I looked at him and I said, what prophecy? He said, what you said to me 2 weeks ago in the meeting. He said, it resonated with me. It lifted me out of a place of rebellion. It put me on a whole different footing with God. Man, that was a great prophetic word. And I never even realized I'd done it. But then the thing was, in the interaction of that, because it began with the burden in my heart, right. I was hooked.
Yeah, because then you can feel God's heart for him.
And you get hooked on the affections of God.
Yeah, exactly. Really. That's a really good phrase, hooked on the affections of God.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful, and you've been building up the body.
So that was the starting place. So then I got another burden for somebody else, and that's how I learned that prophecy comes through receiving a burden. You have to feel something that God is feeling for someone. And so that's how you learn how to operate in the very heartbeat of who God is for people. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And of course, you've been teaching the prophetic. We also have, you know, teachings on the prophetic, how to hear the voice of God, which is so important, because how can we build a relationship with someone that we can't hear?
Exactly.
And how can we represent them if we can't hear?
Yeah.
So can you go through a few other things that are in your book that might interest our viewers as far as growth in the relationship that we're building with God?
Yeah, I think, you know, prophecy really is, it's about feeling the very heart of God for somebody. It's about seeing them in a particular way. And it's about bringing both those things together so that there is an impact that actually displaces them from their problem and their situation, their difficulty, their trauma, and puts them into a whole different space with God. Prophecy should bring hope and joy, and it should bring a peace and a calm into people's lives. It really is. I always feel like when I'm prophesying over someone, I'm ushering them into the very presence of God. It's like I'm taking them into a room and saying, okay, here's Jesus. This is your space with him. This is what he wants to be for you. This is what he's saying to you. This is your point of connection over these next few weeks and months. And when you're listening to the prophecy later on, you know, don't just listen to the content, but listen to the way it's spoken. Because this is how God's going to connect with you. This is how you will know the very voice of God. And I think that's a critical part of prophecy, is that people don't know what the voice of God sounds like. Well, the voice of God, it sounds like me when I'm prophesying. And when John Paul Jackson does it, it'll sound like God too. And when Stacey Campbell does it, it'll sound like God too. You know?
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Order Patricia King's new Sacred Time, Sacred Place journal. Develop a rich devotional life with practical guidelines, scripture, and journal space for a deeper intimacy with Jesus Christ. Order the Sacred Time, Sacred Place journal online now at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Graham, there's some books that you can buy and you get inspired by them. They're a blessing to you. But then there's other books that you keep on your bookshelf and you use them as resource for years after. And that's what this book is. I really believe that. And it's full of really deep understanding and revelation. And one of the things that I love is in module 4, you've got workshop and case studies, and then final application. So you actually give meditation and explanation, exercise, relational values, life principles, and all that, that people can apply and actually start working at. So good job. Thank you so much. This is really wonderful. But in the time that we have left, we'd like to talk about prophetic promise and being pregnant with promise, and which is, written in this book. You've do teaching on it in this book as well as many other topics. But do you want to cover that topic right now?
Yeah, God is a promise maker. Everything about God is a promise. Promises are the currency of heaven. When he took Israel out of Egypt, he took them to the land of promise. And he loves to make promises. And that's why he loves prophecy. And that's why prophecy is so astonishingly valuable today as a gift, as a ministry, as an office, is because God wants people to be living in a promise that he has made about their life. And so they know that no matter what they're going through, they have to hit on a fulfillment of a promise that God has made to them. And that alone really allows us to travel with a deep sense of joy, security, strength and purpose in who God is for us. And so when God brings the prophetic word, or even when he gives us a passage of scripture to bear on our lives, it's the language of promise. And he's saying to us, you know, you need to study this word because there are promises here that now belong to you. And so he wants those. So it's an act of conception is taking place. When scripture gets burned into our heart, when the prophetic word comes, conception is taking place. And there is a seed planted in our hearts that now needs to germinate. It needs to be nurtured. You know, we need to go through the same processes that a woman would when she conceives. Because the way that she thinks about herself, the way she begins to look after herself and so on, it's all in line. It's in alignment with her desire and passion to birth this new life in her and to bring it full term.
A good example in scripture would be Mary, mother of Jesus, when Gabriel came to her and gave that prophetic promise.
Yeah.
And she had to examine that promise.
She did.
And then receive that promise and say, let it be done according to your word. And then I'm sure that she prepared greatly. I mean, even going to Elizabeth after to get some mentoring and to...
The babies are having a conversation.
Exactly. You know, because that's no small assignment that she had. So,
God loves to open us up to a whole new world of possibilities. Jesus said, all things are possible. And I think prophecy, and I think the direct impact of scripture in our lives opens us up to a world of possibility and allows us to take those possibilities and use them in our day-to-day circumstances so that we understand that prophecy gives us an outcome, which basically means if God is saying, this is where I'm taking you, the very least it means is you're going to survive the process.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I love about the concept of pregnant with promise is that in a pregnancy, when the conception is there, the child is there in fullness. Like it is a real child. It's a full child. It hasn't all come forth, so you can't see the fullness, but it's all there. And so when God gives a prophetic promise to us, it's there in us. As soon as we accept it and it's in us, the fullness of what it's going to look like is all inside of us now.
Exactly.
It's just a matter of it unfolding. I love that picture. Yeah.
And then we actually begin with the outcome and we bring the outcome into our present
time.
Yes. So it's like prophecy gives you the ability to bring the future into the present.
Right.
You know, because when you get a prophetic word, you should write it down. You should look at all the key words and key phrases, mm-hmm. because they're all descriptive.
Right.
You should look at the number of times that God uses the same word or the same phrase, because that denotes absolute intentionality. Mm-hmm. And then you have to ask yourself the question, so what person do I need to become in order to see this word fulfilled?
Wow.
And so then what we do is we look at all the characteristics. I remember getting a prophetic word that I would be a warrior, that I would be a mighty man in the kingdom and so on and so forth. And I remember one of my mentors sitting me down and saying, okay, so this is where it begins. You need to think, what kind of man do you need to become in order to be classed as a warrior? So you need to start traveling with courage. And so when you speak to people prophetically, you are encouraging them. So what kind of person do you need to become, Graham? Those are the things that we're going to work on next. Because you work on your identity, God works on your destiny. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to fulfill the word. What we're doing is we're fulfilling the requirements in order for that word to come to pass.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where you know then all your circumstances, from prophecy spoken to prophecy fulfilled, all your circumstances are about you becoming the person that God already sees. So wow. You're now starting to develop back to that persona. Mm-hmm. We're developing the persona, we're developing the identity, we're developing the character, we're facilitating our growth and development to a point where that word can come to pass.
Wow.
And that, for me, that's what it means to be pregnant with promise. Mm-hmm. It means whatever situation and difficulty I now come into, I've already got a word, I'm going to overcome it.
Right. And then in a pregnancy, it just continues to grow until it comes to maturity.
Yeah.
So like at every stage of pregnancy, there's more, not only like growth as far as size,
yeah.
but there's more manifestation.
Yeah.
Like the fingernails of a baby were
yeah.
always in
yeah.
in that new life,
yeah.
but they might not show up.
Yeah.
They might not manifest until a certain time within that pregnancy.
Yeah.
So all the time that you're carrying that promise, there's things being formed
yeah.
and things being manifest
yeah.
that is going to bring it to a full place and then brought forth in its
yeah.
fullness
yeah.
eventually. That's very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love promises as a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Every situation I'm going to be going through, I'm looking for what is the promise that I already have about this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a people, we are designed to live by the very word of God. We're designed to live by every word that comes out of God's mouth. And every word that comes out of God's mouth is promise-based.
Mm-hmm.
So we have promises, and so life is about how we use them.
Right.
It's about how we use them to overcome. It's about how we use them to become changed, to become different, become transformed in our thinking, our perception, our language. Promise is, you know, we live in a relationship of promise with God. So there's a promise for us about everything we're going through.
Wow.
And I love that. I love the language of heaven. You know,
I love the way you process. I love the way that you go so deep with God that you don't just take a word at a surface level. And
yeah.
a lot of times as Christians, we'll be in a meeting and maybe someone will prophesy over us, or, you know, we happen to be somewhere where God gives us a word. And then it's just a word instead of taking that into relationship,
yeah.
which is what I hear you saying,
yeah.
taking it into relationship
yeah.
and letting
yeah.
God work in
yeah.
you
yeah.
as a vessel, the very
yeah.
nature of God that then can
yeah.
can receive the fullness
yeah.
of what he's giving
yeah.
you.
A promise is designed to break any curse
mm-hmm.
and to replace it with something wonderful so that we can have an expectation
mm-hmm.
of what God wants to be for us. So from God's angle, a promise is a sign of his intent.
Come on.
You know?
That's awesome.
This is who I am for you. This is what I want you to be. This is what you can expect from me.
Wow.
In the situations that you're coming into.
I love it. I just want to encourage you right now to expect great things from God, because he's a great God. And he has great promises for you. Great, magnificent, glorious promises that will fill your life. Get pregnant. Pregnant with promise. Get filled with the very essence of what he has for you as you bask in his presence and just hear his heart. And you are going to see a fulfillment of good things in the days to come. Remember this, he loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. We'll see you next time.
Order Patricia King's new Sacred Time, Sacred Place Journal. Develop a rich devotional life with practical guidelines, scripture, and journal space for a deeper intimacy with Jesus Christ. Order the Sacred Time, Sacred Place Journal online now at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
If God has dealt with sin once and for all, if God has crucified your old man with Christ on the cross, then God is not dealing with anything connected with the old man. He's dealing with something connected to the new man. So what if when God looks at you, he doesn't see a man with an anger problem? What if he sees a man who doesn't know how to be patient or gentle? And what if when you get in those situations, you default to the person you've always been rather than actually going up to the person that God is making you? So we talked about gentleness and we talked about patience as a way of life. When you find yourself in those situations, this is what God is doing. It's not about you stopping being angry. It's about you becoming patient. And if you become patient, the anger thing is automatically dealt with and it's automatically displaced. That's what life in Christ is. It is a displacement of the old with the new. Now that is a word of wisdom.